Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. We had the big three in Detroit, the 3-on-3 half-court pro basketball league. We got Champ and Chump. We do it every Monday. And as expected, the Tigers rocked Justin Verlander yesterday. You know, Gator, I was thinking about that game, and I've checked in on, 75% of the Tiger games, watched a good portion of them this year. That might be the most memorable game of the year. In an otherwise nondescript, meaningless season, the game we might remember the most, when it's all said and done after 162 are clocked in, might be them rocking Justin Verlander.
Well, I think it's going to be easiest one to reference because it's the only time probably we'll see, well, we might see Verlander pitch later in the year at Comerica Park, but I mean, because it's Verlander. So we'll remember it for that and that alone. I think there are certainly better games that had bigger memories, but this is the one that's going to stick out simply because it's JV. It was strange watching it because the first inning he strikes out the side.
Yep.
You know, he's just dialed in. And you think to yourself, well, this could be one of these days where he wouldn't be surprised if he no-hits the Tigers. And then, you know, they get a guy on base, then John Hicks takes him yard. And you're like, whoa, wow, well, that just happened. That was interesting. There goes the no-hitter and, you know, from the Adusi single. And
When I saw the lineup and I saw Jim Adusi hitting cleanup, I literally laughed out loud. I'm like, oh, my God. And then Adusi goes 2-for-3 off of Verlander and hits a bomb.
He
and I'm like,
hit.
All right, yeah. Well, he wasn't. He was hitting 205 game.
But he's got the track record of being able to hit certainly in the minors, and it takes him a while before some guys get going like he's able to do. He's hit a little bit.
He's a professional athlete. Like, I shouldn't laugh at anybody, but just the thought of the cleanup hitter the day the Tigers take on JV is Jim Adusi, and then Jim Adusi shells him. You know, I said on, I think it was Friday's show, Thursday or Friday, we were talking about this matchup, and I'm making the comment that what I want to see is the young Tigers have success. You know, because you're going against one of the all-time favorites in Detroit. And some people didn't love Justin Verlander, but many people did. And here you got, you know, the idea that some people will be rooting for JV. There's always this bitter fan. I want him to no-hit him so that Al Avila looks stupid. Right. You know, there's stuff like that. And everybody can realize how incompetent he is. Which, I mean, that's one of those, and we see this every once in a while, I'd rather my opinion be right than my opinion be wrong and it be good for the team. But I wanted to see, I mentioned by name, Candelario hit a bomb. Well, Candelario hit a bomb. You know, I mean.
Which he needed. Cause
he really did.
Well, he's still, even after that game, he's still hitting 225. But
well, he's hit well below 200 for the last month and a half.
Yeah, he's been kind of brutal. But he's got... he's got potential, and this is the wall that he had hit. Hopefully, he's breaking through that wall, and he can start hitting again. But it was those are the things you look for. You know, Victor Reyes has gotten a chance to start a few games here. You know, he's not lighting the world on fire either, but at least he's showing signs of life that maybe there might be something there. Though probably not likely. I would imagine next year he spends the whole season at AAA. The Tigers seem pretty committed to him that he's going to be here if he's still on the team. So I imagine that they'll have him for the year, and then they'll put him in AAA next year. Being the Rule 5 guy, if they don't play him all season long, he's got to go the wayside.
Yeah, you have to keep him on your Major League roster. He goes back to the team you took him from.
I thought that I was going to feel differently watching this game. Like, I thought it was going to feel weird watching Verlander pitch against the Tigers, and it didn't at all. And I was thinking, why is this not feeling weird? And it dawned on me, because he's not facing the Tigers. He's not facing Cabrera. He's not facing J.D. Martinez. He's not facing Victor Martinez or Ian Kinsler or Justin Upton, the guys that he played with. That's not who he's facing. He's facing Nico Goodrum, you know, Jacoby Jones, Jim Adusi, John Hicks, Ronnie Rodriguez, Candelario, Victor Reyes. The only guys he faced that he really knows are Castellanos and Iglesias. And he got those guys 0 for 7 with a combined 4 strikeouts. Well, they combined as a team for 4 strikeouts. I don't know if they were.
It had to change the experience for JV. Like when Ronnie Rodriguez steps in, there's probably very little, you know, emotional attachment.
Right.
He's pitching against the shirt that says Detroit across the front. You know, John Hicks, he's from Verlander's hometown, so there was that tie-in. Well, they knew each other.
And they did play together last year.
Obviously, Castellanos and a couple of others, but for the most part.
Like Neil Goodrum? I don't know. I'll try this pitch. Yahtzee. Yeah. Candelario? I don't know what this guy. Well, I mean, he played with Candelario for a month last. No, he didn't even, because he would have been traded by that point.
I mean, baseball's weird and sports are weird in that anything can happen in a given day on a given game. Yes, Jim Adusi can go yard off of Justin Verlander. Verlander, talk about mixed results. I believe 12 of the first 15 outs were strikeouts, and yet he gives up 4 home runs.
He went 6 innings total and struck out 12, and he gave up 6 runs. I don't know how many pitchers in baseball history have 12 strikeouts where they give up 6 runs. I don't. He didn't walk anybody. Yeah, after the game, he talked about it. He said, I thought I pitched pretty well. I had pretty good stuff out there, you know. It was either striking guys out or giving up home runs because I made some mistakes out there. I made some mistakes, four home runs.
Kind of expecting to give that. I'm close, guys. And I'm like, that's the line we heard the last 2 years in Detroit.
Yeah, he's close. His ERA going into the game was 2.0.
But
coming out of it, it's 2.29.
But, you know, again.
He's fine.
The feasibility of a Ducey, and I keep going back to him, stepping in and, you know, grounding a single through the right side, then hitting a home run. It just goes to show you that anything really can happen. What are the percent chances that that could happen? They're not high at all, but sports is intriguing for a reason, and the unpredictability is part of it. The unexpected is part of it, and here are the Tigers in a totally nondescript season playing maybe their most memorable game, beating Justin Verlander and the Houston Astros yesterday.
If we've said it once, we've said it a million times. Jim Adusi's just got Verlander's number. Clearly.
He's like a Cleveland Indian.
Yeah.
He may as well
wear an Indian's jersey. Yep.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. How would you characterize your emotions? Because Gator said it was different than he thought it would be.
I thought it was really going to struggle because I'm a huge JV fan, and I thought it was going to be like conflicted, but I wasn't at all. I mean, from moment one, I mean, I was yelling at Jacoby Jones for not swinging at strike three when he just watched it go by in the first inning there, and I was
pissed. You mean the pitch? Was that the pitch right down the middle where he started to walk to first like it was ball four?
Yeah, that one. And then I was yelling at Castellanos for the weak wave of a half a check swing, and it gets called for the third strike and to end the inning. I was pissed. So right off the bat, I knew it. I didn't expect it to be this way, and it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.